New South Wales remain top of the Sheffield Shield table, wrapping up victory over Tasmania on the final day at the Bellerive Oval in Hobart. Set 255 to win, and resuming on 43 for none, they breezed home with a loss of only 4 wickets. 23-year-old Ryan Carter took the second century of his fledgling career to set up the chase. He added 83 with fellow opener Nick Madinson, then 138 with another rising star, Scott Henry. Henry ended on 76 not out. South Australia was second after beating Victoria. After finally ending the Bush Rangers' second innings at 404, they lost Phil Hughes to Clint Mackay for a duck in the opening over. When Travis Head then followed him back with a score on 27, the target of 180 looked a long way off. However, Michael Klinger and Tom Cooper both passed 50, during a third wicket stand worth 122. Former captain Klinger ended on 73 not out, and was joined by first innings centurion Callum Ferguson to take them over the line. And the match in Perth petered out into a draw, as Western Australia skipper Adam Voges did a career-best 235 not out, helped the Warriors make up their 147-run first innings deficit. He shared 99 with Sean Marsh for the fourth wicket, and unbroken 162 with Sam Whiteman for the sixth, as they finally declared on 447-5. Wicketkeeper Whiteman passed 50 for the fourth time in a row, and ended on 74. Queensland then abandoned their run chase of 301 at 81-2. Zarai Tarakiki Bank and Sweet Northern Gas Pipelines will contest the final of Pakistan's Faisal Bank T20 Cup tomorrow. Group B winner Zarai Tarakiki Bank comfortably beat United Bank by 35 runs in the second semi-final. Shadiel Khan celebrated his call up with the national squad by getting their innings off to a brisk start with a 26 ball 41. Yasir Hamid and Shahid Yusuf then built on that, unbroken stand worth 92 for the fourth wicket. Yasir ended on 61 off 46 balls, with Shahid on 44 off 25, and their side on 178 for 3. United Bank then got off a good start in their run chase, as opens Abid Ali and Arsen Ali had 81 in fewer than 12 overs. However, Arsen fell for 43, and the rest soon followed. Junaid Zia ended with career best figures of 5 for 31, as they ended on 143 for 9. Swegas's win over International Airlines earlier in the day had been even more comprehensive. Airlines struggled to 107 for 5 after being asked to bat, and never really recovered from losing both homers early to Imran Ali. Sher Malik did his best betting 4 sixes during a 43 ball 42, but Yasir Shah and Imran Khalid kept up the pressure. Mohammed Rizwan then ensured that Swe would encounter no difficulties in their run chase, getting unbeaten 60 off 54 balls, as they won by 9 wickets with 19 balls unused. And finally, one piece of news from the county circuit. Hampshire left-arm seamer James Tomlinson has signed a one-year extension to his current contract. He will now remain at Southampton until the end of the 2015 season.